The Bloomington Open Studios Tour is celebrating its fourth year. The self-guided tour allows visitors to get a view into the lives of 45 visual artists working in garages and basements all over Bloomington. WFIU's Yael Cassander visited with participating artist Elizabeth Busey, who is simultaneously unveiling new work at the Bloomington Convention Center Art Gallery.
Is it this way?
This way.
I'm Elizabeth Busey. I'm a printmaker in Bloomington, and I work in the basement of my house on an etching press made out of recycled steel.
This room gets really moist and warm if the air conditioning isn't really circulating.
Busey came to Bloomington in 1994 when her husband started working for Indiana University. She stayed home to raise her two children and got into art with them.
We made art all the time. And then I figured out that there were grown-up art supplies, and that was a revelation.
She had a couple of master's degrees, but had never studied art formally. Once her children were both in elementary school, she started taking classes. She studied printmaking with Ed Bernstein at IU.
I loved it. The only problem was that I was doing the class midday, hauling everything to the stadium to where my car was, and rushing home to kids who were just getting home from school, and I was needed. So I told Ed and my husband that I was going to go make art in my basement.
For a printmaker, that's not so easy. The gear requires a pretty big investment.
That was a real decision point, and the family motto is, how hard can it be? In this case, my husband went online, and he found plans for an etching press from a guy in Great Britain, purchased the plans, and we started going out to the junkyard looking for well pipes that were thick enough and straight enough to be used to create the press.
Having built that press and a second one, Busey's artistic practice is going strong over a decade later. Today, she's pulling a print off of one of the large linoleum blocks she's carved and inked.
How many times has this piece of paper been through the printer?
Let's see. I guess maybe six times, and then we'll have one more layer over this. Some of these blues are going to be carved away. These little tiny ones here. So this is one of the new series. This is the estuary.
So many of your works look like either landscapes seen from a very distant vantage point or microscopic images of plant or animal life.
I love to travel. I've been to most of the continent of North America, some in Europe and Australia, and I'm sort of an amateur scientist in terms of geology and botany. When I am not looking at leaves close up or thinking about leaves close up, I cruise around on Google Earth because I don't have enough resources to have my own plane. But that's a goal, but Google Earth is amazing. You can look over places like estuaries and river deltas, coral reefs. These are amazingly beautiful places, just meters off of the sea level, and are in danger for multiple reasons. Global sea change and too many barriers built for beaches.
One of the things I love so much, though, about your work is that it's not literal. I'm sure you could show this print of an estuary, is that what you call it? And it wouldn't necessarily resonate as such for every viewer. It's very abstract, really.
I'm never interested in making something that's a copy of what, because I think if it's a beautiful image, you could photograph it and do it justice. I tend to take sort of the essence of it and abstract it in some way. My feeling is that a lot of these places, they touch something in us that's very familiar, even if we've never been there ourselves, and that's kind of what I'm trying to capture.
Regardless of whether Busey's inspiration comes from the cross-section of a sycamore stem or the distribution of land and water in a river delta, there's a sense that we've known these patterns well, in our bones, all our lives. Busey traces her own connection to pattern to a most familiar place.
When I was growing up, my grandmother had wallpaper, and I would lay for hours, I'd go up this way, and then I'd go this way, following the pattern, and down again. You know, your eye sort of wants to do that.
Whether you're lying in bed in your grandmother's house or studying satellite images of the Earth from your studio in the basement. For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Elizabeth Busey's exhibition, Considering the Beloved, opens with a reception Friday, June 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Bloomington Convention Center Art Gallery. Her studio will be open as part of the self-guided Bloomington Open Studios Tour Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th.